It is a pleasure for Will Thackera and myself to be here today as representatives of the Theosophical Society with international headquarters at Pasadena. Will, as you know, or you will know, is our manager of our Theosophical University Press. When Jerry asked what we were going to speak on, we had to submit some titles to him. So I chose the title, What Do We Mean by Universal Brotherhood? Let us speak a little of the history of the use of the phrase universal brotherhood. The concept of universal brotherhood was always of paramount importance to H.P. Blavatsky and her teachers. A study of the letters of the Mahatmas clearly reveals the purpose of the real founders of the TS. For example, in 1880, K.H. sets this forth in a letter to A.P. Sinnett as follows. The chiefs want a brotherhood of humanity, a real universal fraternity started, an institution which would make itself known throughout the world and arrest the attention of the highest minds. How patient they were while waiting for the membership to grow into these ideas. At first, however, the objectives enunciated by the society were not as well defined as they would soon come to be. As the membership grew in understanding of philosophy and the mission that the society was to perform, their expanding insights were reflected in the objectives they set forth. It is difficult to realize that the founding members had no available theosophical books or magazines. Only HPB knew the fullness of her mission and in a general way how it was to be realized. For the success of her endeavor, much would depend upon establishing a society composed of members who could be brought to a sufficient understanding of her aims to carry it over into the next and succeeding centuries. In 1875, the original bylaws of the society announced that the objects of the society are to collect and diffuse a knowledge of the laws which govern the universe, with the preamble giving further insight into the subjective. It is significant that the statement issued by Colonel Olcott dated May 3, 1878, not even 3 years later, reflects a tremendous change in expression of the direction and scope of the work. In it, the following declarations made. The society teaches and expects its fellows to personally exemplify the highest morality and religious aspiration, to disseminate a knowledge of the sublime teachings of that pure esoteric wisdom of the archaic period, which are mirrored in the oldest Vedas, and in the philosophy of Gautama Buddha, Zoroaster, Confucius. Finally, and chiefly, to aid in the institution of brotherhood of humanity, wherein all good and pure men of every race shall recognize each other as the equal effects upon this planet of one uncreate, universal, infinite, and everlasting cause. Later that year, in September, society officially linked itself with the Arya Samaj of Aryavart. An executive notice by Henry S. Alcott was subsequently issued, which set forth the relationship between the two societies and included the following statement. In furtherance of its design to aid in the establishment of a brotherhood of humanity, the Theosophical Society has organized sections in which room is provided persons born in the most varied religious faiths, requiring only that the applicants shall sincerely wish to learn the sublime truths first written by the Aryans in the Vedas and in different epochs, not only in the text, but also in the title, namely, the Theosophical Society or Universal Brotherhood. Later, during and after HPB's lifetime, the title, The Theosophical Society and Universal Brotherhood, appears on the page listing its officers, at least until 1896. I should add the term or the phrase the Theosophical Society and Universal Brotherhood appear in the bylaws listing the officers of the society, but it also appeared on the diploma issued to the members. The Theosophical Society, making an arc, and then across the bottom of the arc, and Universal Brotherhood. It was not until 1882 that the objectives approximated their form. The rules of the society seem always in process of catching up with the state of the membership and the need of humanity. So far as the TS is concerned, there is nothing sacrosanct in its name or rules. So long as theosophists make its objectives alive, fitting, and meaningful. Now, in 1889, W.Q. Judge sent a notice to the lodges in America explaining orders from through HPB to at once incorporate the TS in America to safeguard it from its enemies. There was trouble with Elliot Coos at that time. And the title for the incorporated body was The Theosophical Society and Universal Brotherhood. Now turning to our branch of the Theosophical movement, briefly. In 1888, when Catherine Tingley was head of the organization, she formed the Universal Brotherhood organization. And soon those who joined the TS were issued diplomas that were titled the Universal Brotherhood and Theosophical Society. The reversal of the order of the Theosophical Society and Universal Brotherhood. This reversal of the order from the Theosophical Society and Universal Brotherhood was intended to emphasize the importance of Universal Brotherhood. The whole administration was a reflection and practical demonstration of this idea. After her death in 1929, the name of our society reverted to its original form, the Theosophical Society. And so, where are we today? Our foremost objectives are to promulgate and demonstrate knowledge of the essential unity of all that is, and to form an active brotherhood among men. It is interesting to note that the word theosophy does not now appear in our Constitution, nor did it in the early years, thus presenting us with a paradox of dedicating ourselves to theosophy and the study and dissemination of its truths on the one hand, and to the society with its broad objectives, on the other, with no mention of theosophy as such. We are directed to study ancient and modern philosophies, sciences, and religions, but not to promote any dogma. Of course, if this objective be diligently pursued, one naturally discovers the golden threads of theosophy so carefully set forth by H.P.B. in her works. With H.P.B. came an enormous restatement of universal truth, which we were invited to make part of our lives, so that we might arouse mankind to the wonders of their own traditions, and to awaken people everywhere to their essential dignity as spiritual beings. She advises us to spread the ideas far and wide, sowing seeds of thought wherever the ground is right to receive them. With all this, our fundamental task centers on forwarding the brotherhood of humanity, as so clearly stated by the Chohan. Between degrading superstition and still more degrading brutal materialism, the white dove of truth has hardly room where to rest her weary, unwelcome foot. It's time that theosophy should enter the arena. No messenger of truth, no prophet, has ever achieved during his lifetime a complete triumph, not even Buddha. The Theosophical Society was chosen as the cornerstone, the foundation of the future religion of humanity. And later he says, "And it is we, the humble disciples of these perfect lamas, who are expected to allow the TS to drop its noblest title, that of the Brotherhood of Humanity, to become a simple school of psychology? No, no, good brothers. You have been laboring under the mistake too long already. Let us understand each other. He who does not feel competent enough to grasp the noble idea sufficiently to work for it need not undertake a task too heavy for him. But there is hardly a theosophist in the whole society unable effectually to help it by correcting the erroneous impressions of outsiders, if not by actually propagating the idea. Oh, for the noble and unselfish man to help us effectually in that divine task. All our knowledge, past and present, would not be sufficient to repay him. For several theosophical societies are trying in every way to accomplish this undertaking through practice of ethics and study, and above all, through demonstrating universal brotherhood as fundamental in nature. In this wide world, there are a great many people whose lives are dedicated to the betterment of the condition of their fellow human beings. There has been a tremendous flood of energy, a great impulse, into this general movement during these last years of the century. The world is sweeping forward. If theosophists are to ensure that this impulse be carried along the highest lines along the broad high road set forth by HPB and those who sent her into this world. If it is truly to capture the leading minds of our time, then as theosophists, we must put into practice amongst ourselves the brotherhood that we so dearly espouse. The theosophical movement is at a critical point because the work of very fine members in all theosophical organizations is diminished. The inability of theosophists to understand each other in true brotherhood. This does not mean that we need to become one society, but with our common goals, we should be able to exist as brothers. It is this inner respect and oneness of purpose that is important here, because we have in the past pulled against each other, and to a degree, do so still. In a movement such as ours, an inner attitude of misunderstanding is just as destructive as an attitude of oneness of purpose is constructive. So we meet here today in the sense of true universal fraternity, as envisioned by the Adept Brothers in the beginning, or at least as much as we can make it so, not to try to cement together an outer body, but to establish and recognize the inner relationship so essential to our endeavor as brothers and companions in a most remarkable cause. And now a few remarks about our society's current approach to the work. I'll hurry. I timed this, you know, and I wonder if something in your clock isn't fast. Our culture has changed much these last decades and promises to continue to do so. We must be ready to adjust and change also, always keeping in mind the wide latitude of the general objectives of the work in which we are privileged to be engaged. The public is more knowledgeable than it used to be. People are searching and need to talk and share their thoughts and feelings. To give fullest expression to this, we encourage the formation of library centers wherever possible, so that people can come to talk and borrow books. This concept of mutually sharing is carried over into our public activities and is proving quite successful. But at the same time, we recognize that each group has its own identity and natural ways of meeting the public. The fewer rules and obligations to be enforced, the better. I won't make any comments about our publications. Today, most people drawn to our philosophy understand the concept of universal brotherhood, and a great number have looked into the study of comparative reason, philosophy, and science. They seek to share ideas on these subjects. But there is considerable confusion regarding the last object governing our endeavor, to investigate the powers innate in man. A great many searchers are still interested in the excitement of phenomena and promised results. HPB best reflects our current attitude to this in her message to the American Convention of 1888, where she refers to the rapidly growing wave of transcendental influence, which followed the other wave of mere phenomenalism of her time. We feel this to be the case even now in the closing years of this century. As individuals become disillusioned because they have found no true and lasting solution to the problems of life or sound answers to the ultimate questions of human existence, they will search, as they did 100 years ago, for the real transcendental philosophy. we together have this to give. And we must find all ways possible to make it better known. HPB goes on to say, there are others among us who realize intuitionally, and I will close with this quotation. There are others among us who realize intuitionally that the recognition of pure theosophy, the philosophy of the rational explanation of things, not the tenets, is of the most vital importance in the society, inasmuch as it alone can furnish the beacon light needed to guide humanity on its true path. This should never be forgotten. Nor should the following fact be overlooked. On the day when theosophy will have accomplished its most holy and most important mission, namely, to unite firmly a body of men of all nations in brotherly love and bent on a pure altruistic work, not on a labor with selfish motives, on that day only will theosophy become higher than any nominal brotherhood of man. This will be a wonder and a miracle truly, for the realization of which humanity is vainly waiting for the last 18 centuries, and which every association has hitherto failed to accomplish. Thank you very much. Promulgated by sages and seers, and to order their lives accordingly. The society has thus welcomed, and its members dwell in harmony with, Buddhists, Lamanists, Brahmanists, Parsis, Confucianists, and Jews, equally with nominal Christians who have outgrown their creed, and freethinkers of various shades of opinion. A few months later, HPB and Alcott went to India, which apparently had been in the plan all along. As HPB had often said, saying of the society, that she would go to India when ISIS was written and the society underway. The words universal brotherhood are used in the TS Constitution for the first time in 1879.